I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Suspended Chief Justice Roy Moore was scheduled to appear in federal court this morning in an effort to have his judicial ethics charges dismissed, but U.S. District Judge Harold Albritton canceled that hearing yesterday, saying his eventual decision would be based on legal documents alone. The Chief Justice is facing potential removal from office because of an administrative order he issued in January. The State Judicial Inquiry Commission says Moore encouraged Alabama's probate judges to disobey a ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. Matt Staver is the founder of the Liberty Council and is representing Chief Justice Roy Moore. He says that just isn't true.
They've charged him with a violation of the so-called ethics rules because of an administrative order that he issued, and yet when you read the 3.5 to 4 pages of that order, there's not a single thing in there that tells them to disobey the United States Supreme Court opinion.
Moore is also scheduled to appear before the Alabama Court of the Judiciary next Monday for oral arguments. If the court doesn't make a decision at that hearing, they'll hold a trial September 28th. The family of a woman fatally shot by Auburn police officers is suing the officers involved and the city. The Opelika Auburn News reports Melissa Bort's family filed suit against the city of Auburn and Auburn police officers Michael Creighton and Daniel Humphreys on Tuesday. Bort's was killed by police in early April after allegedly charging officers while armed with a weapon. Police were on the lookout for the woman after her mother called 911 saying she had a knife and might be suicidal. The family's attorney, Julian McPhillips, says the lawsuit was filed after months of unanswered requests for the release of documents and footage related to the shooting. City officials and Auburn police have not commented on the shooting. Anglers and fishing fans will be making their way to North Alabama this weekend. The 21st annual Forest Wood Cup kicks off today at Wheeler Lake. The winner will be crowned this year's best bass fisherman. 50 of the top bass anglers from around the country will compete daily. The top 10 will battle it out for the grand prize of $300,000 on Sunday. Tournament spokesman Joe Opager says this is one of the biggest events for bass fishing in the country.
Forestwood Cup event is the culmination of the Walmart FLW Tour. This is our Super Bowl for the season. This tournament is a life changer. There's a lot of fun going on just for the local community, for lack of a better term. Once you catch that first fish, you're hooked.
Opager says they expect up to 60,000 people to come by during some point over the weekend. This is the first time that Wheeler Lake has played host to the event. Now your forecast.
It turns out hot again this afternoon. We'll top out in the mid to upper 90s. Heat index approaching 104 this afternoon. Look for about a 40% chance for some scattered storms. And the chance for scattered storms continues for Friday through the weekend. Overnight lows in the mid 70s. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.